You're listening to the Boss Yourself First podcast, season 3, episode 3. If you want to be an effective leader, the first person you want to lead effectively is yourself. Self-leadership helps you create better relationships and a more fulfilling life, and in turn, lead others in a more authentic and impactful way. If this piques your interest, then stick around. I'm Robin White, your host, and this is Boss Yourself First. Hey, friends. How are you? I hope you're doing well and enjoying the end of summer. Can hardly believe I'm saying that. A number of my clients have mentioned struggling with transitions in the last week or two. You know, August is winding down, school is starting, seasonal transitions. In fact, my family and I are also transitioning, and honestly, we've gotten a few curveballs lately, so we've kind of got a lot of adjustments that we're making, and well, whether it's unexpected circumstances or just natural transitions of the season, I hope you're feeling agile and confident in these challenges, and if you're not, especially if you're not feeling agile and confident, that's okay. Give yourself some grace because, well, at least that means you're growing, even though it may mean discomfort right now. As Brené Brown says, courage comes before confidence. So lean into your courage to create whatever response you need to right now. You want to know a little secret? I almost always bring something from my current or recent learning here to you all. So often, especially in my podcast intros, what you hear is a look inside my self-talk. Things that I'm learning are the things that I share with you guys. So courage before confidence is my personal pep talk, and I hope it encourages you today too. On to today's episode. I want to build a little more on believing intentionally, which was the center of our last episode. I would encourage you to go back and have a listen if you haven't yet. And in case you didn't know, we're taking this season to unpack the elements of what it means to boss yourself first. And that means we're taking a deeper dive into self-leadership principles, what we use in our program, schools, tools and skills to develop your self-leadership. BOSS in our program is an acrostic, so BOSS stands for Believe Intentionally, Observe Actively, Steward Resourcefully, and Serve Creatively. And while we talked about believing intentionally, what I want to touch on today is how we actually adjust and replace our unwanted thoughts. So if you want to know how to examine your thoughts to believe intentionally, take a listen to the last episode. We're kind of building on that here. So to do that, we need to talk about ants. Yes, in this series, we have discussed elephants, cows, and now ants. But these ants are not the kind that crawl on the ground, and they're not the kind that, you know, visit you at Christmas. Remember, we're not denying any thoughts. We're examining them and learning from them and choosing whether to continue to dwell on them, adjust them, or let them go altogether. But ants happen. Ants, automatic negative thoughts, A-N-T-S. Well, A-N-T. This term, ants, for automatic negative thoughts, it was coined by Dr. Daniel Amen in the early 1990s, and they represent our fears and irrational beliefs. They're thoughts that crawl into our minds without permission. So ant killing, it's a little different than what we talked about last week, observing your thoughts and measuring whether they serve you. Ants never serve you. And as I said, they're automatic, which means these pop into your head unbidden and sometimes, actually often, most often, unnoticed. So Dr. Amen identified 9 different kinds of ants, and that's kind of a lot, so hang with me. But I want to describe them, and I bet you can identify with some of them. So all or nothing ants, thinking that things are either all good or all bad. Less than ants, and that's comparing and seeing yourself as less than others. Or just the bad ants, seeing only the bad things in a situation. Guilt-beating ants, thinking in words like should, must, ought, have to, things that really make you feel guilty. labeling ants, attaching a negative label to yourself or to someone else. Fortune-telling ants, predicting the worst possible outcome for a situation with little or no evidence for it. Now, come on. We have to get really honest with each other and really think about your thoughts as I'm naming these. We have a few more to go. So mind-reading ants. And honestly, this is one that, yeah, I fall into sometimes and I hear it in my clients a lot. And that's believing you know what another person is thinking, even though they haven't told you. If only I'll be happy when ants. Arguing with the past and longing for the future. If only I hadn't done this, I'll be happy when this happens. Those are ants, automatic negative thoughts. And then the last one from Dr. Amen is blaming ants, blaming someone else for your problems. I will tell you that blaming others is super disempowering for yourself. You might feel a little better, a little more comfortable because the discomfort of something you didn't like that happened can, you think, shift to someone else. But the problem with that is that if you don't own it, you can't alter it. So if you own it, then it's yours to fix. And you can do that. You can figure it out. All right. So there's a ton of work we could do around ants. And I do a lot of it with my clients in different forms. But for today, I just want to increase your awareness around them, not saturate your brain. So be on the lookout for ants. You will expand your thought awareness. But now that you know, what do you do with them? It's not healthy to ignore ants, these automatic negative thoughts. Because even though you're not calling for them to come forward, remember, ants never serve you. And just ignoring them is not the same thing as dealing with them. It doesn't make them go away. And it doesn't change the negative impact they can create. Imagine ignoring an ant crawling up your leg. That's not a great idea either. This feels super real for me because we just got back from, at least a couple of weeks ago, from camping with our family at a lake where there was no escape from the ants except to get in the water. So the visual is really strong. You don't really want to ignore the ants. So whatever thought shows up, ask yourself first if it's true. So let's say that you've identified one of these categories of the 9 ants. You've caught it. You know it's an ant. You've caught yourself blaming everyone around you and taking no responsibility for something that went wrong. It's an ant. Is it true? Is it really everyone's fault but yours? And go so far as to present evidence that it's true. How much evidence do you actually have that it's true? Especially that one where you believe you know what another person's thinking. Have they actually said that? I don't know. But check in with yourself and see. Next, ask yourself how you feel when you think that thought. When you have an ant pop up, how do you feel when you think it? Think about the should ants, the guilt, what Dr. Amen called the guilt beating ants. When you think, well, I should do this, does that give you energy to do it? Doesn't me. Think about the labeling ants. When you think, I'm so stupid, why did I do that? Does that help you move on and fix it and learn from whatever it is that you stepped into? So ask yourself how you feel when you think it. Then challenge yourself a little bit here, my friends. What if you thought the opposite of this thought? What if you thought, okay, that didn't turn out the way I wanted, but you don't label it. You might say, I'm a smart person. I can figure this out. That's very different from saying, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? So if you thought the opposite of the thought, how do you feel when you think that thought? The opposite thought. Now you can find the mat. And I'm going to tell you what that is. I told you I like these acrostics. So you've got the ant. You've expanded your awareness. And now you're finding the mat, which stands for more accurate thought. Because there may be a grain of truth in the ant. There might be. Most ants, there isn't. But you got to catch them. And you got to want a more accurate thought. You kind of call them out. and you say, actually, that person didn't say that. I'm writing a story for that person, and I don't actually know. I don't have evidence for that. So you need a more accurate thought. Something in that situation might be, you know, they didn't actually say that. This is what I took away from that, and I know that I'm just assuming that's what they meant, but I need some evidence around that. So you need to figure out how you're going to collect that evidence to get the more accurate thought. You don't want to just assume that you know what that person's thinking. When you do that, that's an ant, and we're killing the ants. So get the more accurate thought. Here's where you look at the evidence and then choose what you're going to ruminate on. That ties into what we talked about last week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go have a listen to our last episode. But here's an example from a recent client conversation. So my client said, basically, we were unpacking some things around a presentation she was getting ready for. And she said, the last time I presented, I got a question that I couldn't answer, and it totally ruined my credibility for everything I said during that presentation. I'm so stupid, and I'll probably mess up tomorrow's presentation as well. And then my boss is going to know that I do not deserve this job. This was her thinking. And I hope that as you heard those words from my client, that you recognize some of those ants. So if those were your thoughts, the ones I just said, last time I presented, I got a question, couldn't answer, so stupid, I'll probably mess up the next question. How do you think you'd feel if those were your thoughts? Maybe anxious or fearful or embarrassed? And then look at the evidence. In your last presentation, you got a question you couldn't answer. Okay, that's factual. It happened. But did anyone actually call you stupid? Did your boss say you were incompetent and not allowed to present anymore? Okay, then think about what would be the opposite of that thought. The last time I presented, I only got one question I couldn't answer. I'm smart enough, and I won't mess up today's presentation. My boss will know that I deserve this job. So that would be the opposite of the thought. Then, if those were your thoughts, how would you feel? So think about that. You'd feel hopeful. You'd feel confident. You'd feel a sense of belonging. You're in the right job. And what kind of evidence do you have for that thought? Do you still have a job? How many questions did you have the answers for? You're really only focusing on the one question that you didn't have the answer for, but how many did you answer? And did you learn from your last presentation and prepare a little differently this time? Now, looking at the two thought options, choose the more accurate thought, the one that supports how you want to feel and how you want to show up. My client walked away from our coaching session with this thought. I learned a lot from my last presentation. I have notes that I can refer to, and I'm prepared if I get a question I can't answer. I can just say that I'm not sure, and I'll find an answer and follow up with them. I'm glad that I'm getting better at my job. Getting the match, the more accurate thought, is really important because this is what you want to replace your automatic negative thought, your ants, with. It's believable to you, supported by evidence, and you can trust that it's accurate. So how do we kill the ants? We expand our awareness of them, and we work our way to mats. Remember, more accurate thoughts. Awareness plus more accurate thoughts kill automatic negative thoughts. The ants. It's really important work. It's really powerful work. And I know it's kind of a lot with the 9 different types of ants, so I have an infographic for you at bossyourselffirst.com, or at least I will. I'll have your infographic available with the 9 different kinds of ants and how you get those mats, those more adjusted thoughts. But here's the deal. I've had a few glitches updating my website, so please forgive me, and I apologize for not getting the last episode's journal pages posted. They're waiting for you, but I'm getting some help around the website, so hopefully they should be available soon. And this week, I'm going to post an infographic for killing ants. You'll soon be able to get those at bossyourselffirst.com under the resources for this episode. But until I get those up and get that corrected, you can email me at robin@bossyourselffirst.com and ask for the season 3 resources, and I'll make sure you get those. Adjustments, right? Website not updating? We'll work around that with email. That's it for today, my friends. So lean into your courage and kill those ants. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you found something to grab hold of and apply in your life. As always, any link or information mentioned in this episode can be found at bossyourselffirst.com in the podcast section. And if we haven't connected yet, and I would love to, DM me on Instagram at bossyourselffirst or come to the Boss Yourself First Facebook page and let me know how you're doing and what you think. I would really love to meet you. Thanks for being here and being you. Now get out there and lead with courage and kindness and boss yourself first and add your amazingness to the world. We sure need it. Talk to you soon, my friends.